Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by Famous Footwear.
Hey, are we podcasting? We might be podcasting because one of our podcasts, the only camera that was working was on Jen. But she's talking a lot about her vacation and we're going to air it.
That's right.
It's a really good episode. You're just not going to see me, which I don't think anybody's going to miss. They're going to be like, this is delightful. I'm just going to go straight on Jen.
Well, we are podcasting now.
Yep.
It's happening. And I just was going to say that we need to tell people about these live shows when they are.
Yes.
Because we keep forgetting.
And let me just say this, and I think we do need, we just met with some new people that are going to help us with the tour. And they were like, I think people might not know that you guys are actually stand-up comedians. This is a stand-up comedy show. It is also, there's a part of it that we do that's super fun where we go through the ladies' bags. They are not plant bags because I run deep into the audience and grab the bag that the woman doesn't want me to get.
Yeah.
We go through the bags. We talk a lot about being young. We talk a lot about being old. And we love to sensitively talk about how our kids are difficult. And so it's a relatable, fun, R-rated night out for you and your girls.
And insensitively oftentimes. But okay, so These start in October, so I'm going to read the cities.
Okay.
I'm going to read them off. Start in October, they go to November. So we're going to be at the Music Box in at Borgata in Atlantic City.
That's important to say because, first of all, beautiful venue. Second of all, we're going to premiere the new show there.
That's right.
Which is always super fun.
We're going to be at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia.
On what date?
Oh, October 3rd. October 15th. So we're doing a whole bunch of Indiana shows.
Right.
Indiana people, tell your friends, show up.
Listen, we have been a lot of places in Indiana and we're coming back.
That's right. So Thursday, October 15th, Lafayette, Indiana. October 16th, that Friday, Wabash, Indiana. Saturday, October 17th, Anderson, Indiana. So get your tickets now. October 23rd, the Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado.
That one's going to be super fun. All my cousins will come and some of them that fight with Jen on Facebook.
Yep. I'll see you there and I will fight with you there too. Okay. We haven't been here in a couple of years, but Salt Lake City.
Can't wait.
The Eccles Theater. It's so beautiful. Saturday, October 24th. Then we go back to Colorado, Fort Collins.
For
Sunday,
October
25th. It's a good time there.
Super good time.
Love it. Okay.
I got a cousin Julie there. She's so gorgeous. I love her.
Okay. Friday, November 6th, Mystic Lake Casino, Prior Lake, Minnesota.
Man.
One of our favorite shows. We do it every year.
That new place
show,
is
ladies.
Real important to us.
You haven't seen this show, ladies.
Nope. Brand new.
Okay. Saturday, November 7th, Duluth, Minnesota. Friday, November 13th, the Fox Theater in Tucson.
We've been there. It was so fun.
It was so fun. Friday, November 20th, Flint, Michigan. The Flint Institute of Music is absolutely gorgeous,
and
ladies.
And that's the only Michigan show we're doing.
You got to get there. And you know what? This venue is well worth it.
Yes,
trust
don't
us.
Don't DM us and go, can you guys go 10 miles out so I can go? No.
This theater is absolutely gorgeous. I think it's part of the university system or something.
Maybe.
Okay. Saturday, November 21st. Morristown, New Jersey. I have a bunch of friends going there.
My birthday show.
And then Sunday, November 22nd, Fairfield, Connecticut. So put on your fancy pants, ladies.
Yeah, ladies.
For Fairfield. Okay.
Yeah, we're like, how do you guys live in that top 1%?
Yeah. Good. My hat's off to you.
Yeah.
I keep getting this text.
Penis enlargement?
My penis is large enough.
Listen, I'm just saying the spam can come out and give you some weird stuff.
Any penis around my orbit needs to settle down a little
your
bit.
Orbit, is that what you're calling?
Yeah.
You're like, Britt, my orbit awaits you.
And your satellite like that. Needs to enter my atmosphere.
But I have a satellite. I prefer my satellite. Prefer my satellite because it doesn't piss me off before or after.
Yeah. No, I keep getting so many texts from my, listen, my dog groomer is the most organized person I ever, like literally, I just got a text and I swear to God, it says it's been 28 days since Penny got groomed. And I don't know if it's, I don't even think it's a bot text. I think she's just like,
God bless you if you're that organized. I'm literally like my dogs. I'm like, you guys look homeless. Is it time?
I feel like
that's why I do my hair. I'm like,
same.
It's an inch of gray.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh, has it been 3 months? Yeah. I didn't notice till I was like looking like a swamp witch. But I just feel like this woman's like, you know what I'm really good at is dates.
Yeah.
Memorizing and keeping everybody on their shit. Around your dog's butt.
Well, bravo to you. I remember having friends, and I'm sure you were like this too. You were a little more like this than me, but people were like, their kid was like 1.5, and they were like, oh yeah, we're already looking at preschools. And I'm like, wait, are we doing that? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing right now?
I didn't do that much because I resented it. But I will tell you this insane thing that I used to do that I was thinking about lately. Because we've been talking about how insane you are right after you have babies.
Yeah.
But like Kristen decided to take scuba lessons with a 5-week-old, which is one of the top 2 insane things I've ever
heard. Was postpartum AF. I was off my gourd. And as I was almost drowning in a swim test, I realized it was.
Yeah.
Kylie's going to be like, here she goes. She's telling that story again.
Look, you need a friend to tell you, you gone batshit crazy, girl.
Yeah, I did. And I knew it because about a couple weeks later, I was like, oh, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
I just needed to let myself marinate in just a lot going on.
So much like I do when, you know, I have 8 suitcases to unpack from a huge vacation and I start brassoing my stove.
You do. You are productive, though. You're a wanderer
in the wrong direction. I'm like, I need to do something, and I don't want to do those suitcases. So I'm gonna.
But you'll do something. You're like,
silver.
I have 100 people coming over. I'm gonna color drench my bathroom.
Yeah.
That is not what I do. I'm like, I have 100 people coming over. I should rewatch The Bodyguard.
I do know specifically. You do love The Bodyguard.
Your
go-to. What do? There's a tornado. Watch The Bodyguard.
Thor Ragnarok.
Does somebody smell smoke? Put Thor Ragnarok on. What? I've got a 108 fever. Bodyguard can fix this. Marriage on the Rocks. Thor Ragnarok. Scuba lessons.
I can't tell you the number of times I've watched like Jack Ryan movies with like Harrison Ford, like just over and over. I'm like, Air Force One, I will repeat watch that goddamn movie. I have a weird thing with also like, what's the movie
Blood
with Nick Cage,
low.
Con Air?
Your go-to list is not Academy winners.
But do you want to know what happens to me?
Look what I did.
It's really funny. You know what happens to me I've noticed is when... And I think what we're both saying is like when you have a circuit overload,
yeah,
you behave a certain way. I think you go boop beep, boop boop. I don't want to do the suitcases, so yeah. I'll take my energy because I know how to do it, and I'll go organize the back house, or I'll paint something, or I'll polish brass. I think what happens to me is I honestly feel when I feel overwhelmed emotionally, there's something that happens to me that I feel like I could instantly go to sleep. It's so weird.
Yeah.
My body goes into almost paralysis.
Yeah.
Like if it's too much for me to think about, I go so inward so fast. And I think that's probably why I watch The Bodyguard or repeat watch movies.
Just 'cause like my body
just can't, I can't like.
Yeah.
That's why it's really, I've been trying so hard this summer to get super organized because it's not easy for me. I am ADD, but I'm so better off when I am organized.
Yeah.
And I tend to stay organized if I can just get there.
For me, and I know how my brain works, I got to control the controllables. And like when I do feel overwhelmed and I don't know where to start, I will go, oh, I needed to do this thing,
yeah,
which is polish the stove. So I'm going to do that. I know that I can handle that and check that off the list, even if it's not like high priority. And that's why I'm like painting the house before people come over, because it feels so overwhelming. I mean, obviously the thing that you need to do is like take a beat, which is probably why your body is like, let's take a little nappy.
Yeah.
And like let's process watch
something
it.
With Kevin Costner.
Yeah, let's process this and
yeah.
And I will always love you. She's like, then she can take on the world. But I do think that like I read this thing. I don't know why I'm learning so much about organizing. Obviously, we're going to talk about organizing today, but why I've learned so much. But from like TikTok or an Instagram reel, it said, just start with what's in front of you.
Yeah.
And it has been so helpful to me to go, my kitchen is so absolutely destroyed right now, but I can just start right here and throwing away garbage.
This little corner.
You just go to what is in front of you and start managing that. And then you move on to the next area and you manage it. Like
I recently did that while you were looking at beautiful architecture, and I was coming back from Houston. Yeah. I was like, you know what would be fun? To organize my laundry room that I've never organized, which is just the dump room. You know, you go in and do laundry, but it's like,
okay,
you know.
Can you tell, this is my kind of porn, you guys.
Yeah.
Get ready.
You always talk slow and dirty.
What was bugging you about it? Because I've never seen, like a pile of laundry is all I've ever seen in there, which is what you should have. In your laundry room.
Laundry is a sore subject with me. Here's where you guys are going to be like, but he does it. Okay. My husband has a freaking burr up his butt about, but not a hemorrhoid, a burr up his ass about laundry. So he is doing laundry all the time, but he doesn't do laundry. He just washes clothes. So he'll wash and he'll dry it till it's bone dry and he'll shrink stuff and he'll,
yes.
And for him, I do laundry. I like doing laundries on like a Tuesday and a Saturday. Just get it. So I don't feel like I don't like constantly doing it. I like to have a day where I can organize. So we're very different that way, but I'm grateful for the help.
May I say, gentlemen, if you can figure out how to like run a sneaky offense in a football game, and I know 90% of you can read a late, you can organize laundry.
Oh no. That, and he goes, he just shrunk Eleanor's favorite swimming suit, which is where we're going to go after this is Target, because she needs a full piece swimming suit. And she goes, we ordered it. It was expensive. He bone dried it. It's too small. And I'm like, Colin, if you insist on doing the laundry this often, then you need to read the labels. And he's like, none of my clothes shrink. And I'm like, I can't.
As he's saying it, he's in a crop top.
As he's
polo
saying it,
shirt,
I'm like, we've also seen this t-shirt for 11 years. And I wash your underwear and you wash your underwear. And I don't even know why you wear them. There's no bottom deck.
Yeah.
It's blown out. It's disgusting. You look like you're wearing a skirt. So I don't know where your testicles go, except on each side of your jeans.
Yep. It's just sticking to your leg.
Just sticking to your leg and just disgusting. So I digress. So when we did our renovation, I did some things that I think are really right. I'd love to do a video about this because now we've been in it for several years.
Yeah.
That laundry room, I didn't do it right. And there's a couple things so I wanted to have a place where the kids could come, put their backpacks and it be, you know, like, what do you call them in big houses? What do they have? Not the entryway where you have your backpack and the,
like a mud room,
a mud room. But when you're only dealing with a small ass house, it was kind of more of a mud room. You know, it was like, it's just like one of those things. And it's behind a door, so it's impractical and it just gets covered with shit. But what I did wrong was the washer dryer, I did this right. I put a table over the top,
mm-hmm.
right? But yeah. The shelving is too far back that even my arms, I can't even barely use those shelves. I have to get a stool, which is super impractical. Mm. So the third shelf up, you're not even using it. So it's literally dead space. So if you have shit on those third shelves, what are you even keeping it for? There's like your net. Are you going to go get a footstool and go get? So I'm like, rethink this, like make this make more sense.
Yeah.
So I took everything down and then I rethought it and I just got rid of shit. here are some things I got rid of that I was like, yeah, we don't, I don't need this. I don't need 14 different kinds of wrinkle spray. I don't need 8 cans of it.
Yeah.
Like I really am a minimal person when I get to make the decision. So I just threw away shit and like dumb shit. I was like, if I don't use it and don't need it, why am I keeping it? Do I feel terrible? My biggest pull is like, do I feel terrible of how much garbage I'm creating? Right. Yes. But I'm just going to take the hit and not rebuy it. I'm just going to, you know,
yeah.
I literally was like throwing away dumb stuff that just stuff that I knew that we are not using in this laundry space. I got rid of it.
That's
and then
good.
I got
yeah.
like the other dumb thing I did is I made the shelves too high. So like you're not, what are you putting in a shelf that is like the size of half of a suitcase? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I needed to get those dividers. So I did. I was like, I'm going to get things to hold laundry detergent, things to hold like our prescriptions for our dogs. Get a golden retriever. You're going to have a 4,000
yeah.
little tiny prescription bottles that like you open the cabinet and they come like falling out. I was like, this is making my life. I feel stress.
Yes.
So I just went in and made a place for like toilet paper. I made a place for paper towels. I made a place for the towels for the pool. And I just thought, just do it like you need it.
Yeah.
And then I threw away in those little shelves. I threw away two giant, trash bags full of stuff. And I was like, where was this even?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
just getting rid of clutter, like frees up your mind.
It really
much.
Does. And it's back to shit because nobody listens to me, but it's better than what it was. And I think that's the other thing with organizing. Sometimes there's pressure to feel like, oh, this has to look like the home edit, or this has to look like,
yeah,
like a magazine. And really doing half of it is better than not doing any of it at all.
Sure.
And that's hard for me. Cause I'm always like, this isn't how I saw it. And I kind of don't want to do it tomorrow. So I'm just going to be okay with half of this being done.
Yeah.
Just and for now.
And it's like half better.
It's half better.
Yeah.
You'll see. I think I made it half better.
Hey, Kristen.
Heyo, Jen.
We wear readers now. Can we just be open and honest about it?
Yeah, we can be open and honest about it. And I also literally leave them everywhere. So everybody knows I use readers.
Yeah. So we're constantly having to replace lost readers. And they are not cheap. And
they are not
free.
No.
That's why I'm loving Zenni. Because I ordered these fantastic, cute little blue glasses, which, of course, I can't find right now. Oh my God, I love them, though. I expected them to be so much more expensive than they are because they're really cool.
They are really cool. I keep my Zennies in the kitchen. Because they are normal, like reading glasses up top, and then they're stronger on the bottom. Zenni is an online eyewear shop with stylish prescription glasses, sunglasses, and customizable lens options at prices that make it easy to own more than one pair, and they're all starting under $30. Instead of asking yourself, do I really need a new pair of glasses? Start asking yourself, why don't I just buy a few?
Yeah.
Zenni has a virtual try-on so you can see exactly how the frame looks on your face before you order.
Go to Zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order, plus free shipping on all U.S. orders over $65. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's Zenni, Zenni.com/podcast. Promo code podcast15.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
I'm not great at organizing. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I naturally am, so I've like made a concerted effort to do it because the thing I was going to say that I used to do that was absolutely crazy when the kids were little was I would find every piece to every toy. Like
I know that'll drive you batty.
Because I was like, what fun is it if all the pieces aren't there and stuff like that? And yep. I did, it was pointless to do. Like now yeah. I know it was, but there was something about like controlling the controllables or whatever that made me feel good. But I'm so bad at organizing. Like people come to my house and organize for me. Like people stay at my house recently and they were like, I had to do something with your fridge. The commander, he's very organized.
That's different.
Addison will come to my house.
He didn't have anything to do.
Addison will come to my house.
Also, he wants to come over.
He will. Oh my God, he's so good at it. And
sometimes, everybody knows, it's way more fun to do somebody else's stuff.
For sure, because you can see
more
clearly.
And you also don't have any attachment to shit.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was like, what we're talking about, she was super type A, so much so that I was like, hurts my feelings. She would like keep two drawings of her kids' stuff and then just throw away the rest. She's like, I've got two handprints. And I'm like, you're cold. But she came over and when I was in my like, I probably was like 26 or something. We lived across the way from each other. And she came over and she's like, we got to do something with your room. I was like a disaster. And I had shoes that I hadn't worn in 3 years.
Yeah.
She's like, we're getting rid of them. She goes, I've known you for 2 years. I have never ever seen these things. And there was something about the fact that I had purchased them and
yes,
they were
you
mine.
Hang on to them.
She goes, you're never going to wear them. Give them to somebody else to wear.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, I'll take them to Goodwill. And she goes, no, we're taking them to Goodwill now. This will be in your car for 3 years.
That's the other part. Yeah. God, it's you got to do it now.
Yeah.
The other thing.
We just took 6 bags to Goodwill. Sometimes I got to get better at that because I'm always like, oh, I'll go through them and give them to the, you can't, you just got to get rid of shit. Just,
yeah.
And by the way, as my very wonderful, mean gay friend, Max told me, nobody wants your used ass shit. Like at the end of the day, like sometimes, unless your stuff is like really nice, nobody wants it. Like it's going to go to the garbage.
Yeah. And it does. I do think it's a good exercise to see, like every time I throw away a grocery that has expired, I'm
I know
like,
we talk about
$6. I will like say the amount
and you
that
see
was
the
spent
dollar bills.
It. Yeah, and I need to do that exercise where I'm like, see, I didn't need this shirt. I just decided to spend $30 on this shirt, and I didn't need it.
Also, it's a reflection of yourself too. When you're organizing, you're looking at if you're somebody who isn't organized. I can feel a lot of shame for being unorganized. I also have weird places where I'm very organized and places where I am not organized.
Right.
Like my car is really clean. Most of the time, despite having two kids that are disgusting, I keep a very clean car.
Yeah.
My husband keeps a filthy car.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
I used to keep a filthy car. My car is pretty dirty.
When you have toddlers, I think you get a pass. There's just barf and crap in the cracks.
I don't have toddlers, but I definitely, we eat in our car.
We do too.
Like, so it's, there's like goldfish every, like it's pretty embarrassing. Like we have to get it like detailed every couple months or
something. I will though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I will. I will go get my car cleaned. I will clean it out with like cups and shit because I'm grossed out. But my room is my big shame fest. And I just started in on it. Because
okay. What are you doing in there? It's just, I know you and I have the same thing where we're like, we don't have the exact space that we need to accommodate two adult humans.
We lived in one house that we had enough space. And it was a house we rented before we bought our home. And I always said to myself, the one on Laurel Terrace.
Oh, yeah.
I always said, this house was absolutely designed by a woman in the 1950s because she knew what's up. There was enough closets. There were built-in drawers everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
There was, everything was built in.
It's a great house.
I know. And then they demoed it and built a McMansion.
Boo.
Now it looks like a mortuary. But I think that the thing that taught me is when everything had its place, I would put it in its place.
Right.
When you have stuff that is shared space, forget it. I'm a disaster. So my room is a hellhole. And I'm trying very hard.
But I think it gets also pushed to the end.
Totally. I'm the last person that gets a nice space.
Totally. Because like with the kids, and it's a little bit different and not easier now. Dash is definitely easier. But you remember, you used to have to go through their drawers like every 3 months because they grew out of things yes. so quickly. And you, it was this constant cycle of like getting rid of what didn't fit or was like destroyed and then figuring out what new thing they needed.
Yeah.
And like now they're not growing that fast. I mean, although I do have really terrific parenting moments where my son's like, can I get underwear? Because none of it fits.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, you could have told me it last week when it was starting to get tight.
I've told you this a million times. I'm like, brother, you can't be wearing them Hannah Andersons anymore. They don't even cover the real estate. We got it. He's like, but they're like so comfortable. They're such soft cotton.
And your dad does the laundry.
Yeah, and I'm so like, you look like you're wearing Barbie underpants. Like, these are indecent at this point.
These are Ken swim trunks.
Like, that can't be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I agree. The kids are getting bigger. They can do a little of this on their own.
But it's still management.
It's still management. And so I manage their rooms. I manage our house. I want to present like I'm not disgusting.
Right.
And then my room looks like I live in long-term
1,000%.
Care.
And I don't know what about it is that I feel guilty.
So guilty.
Taking care of that part of my life. Like
me too. Well, guilty. And I'm also ashamed that it looks the way it does. And I know I have no closet. Like, my God, we just went to Texas. That should be the start of every time I'm frustrated with where I live starts with,
I just went to
Nebraska or I just went to Texas.
Right.
And you see your friends and they have these giant houses.
She's about to put the bodyguard on y'all. Be ready. You're going to hear it in the background. She's frustrated. It's a little Ragnarok.
Who did you hire? I didn't know that he'd go after the boy. Who did you hire? Who is it? It's not easy being in her shadow all the time. I was the one with talent. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Costner was good looking back then.
Oh my God. Their sex scene is so good. Farmer, dance with me. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Okay. So I went to Texas and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law live in Bernie, which is outside of San Antonio. And their house is giant.
Yeah.
And her closet, I walked in, Eleanor's head exploded. We walked in, has an island.
Oh, man.
Has a washer dryer in there.
What? I want that.
Has three racks of...
Stop it.
And I know there's people listening that are like, you don't need that. And you're freaking right. But you know what? She doesn't have stress about her closet. My closet is literally like something in a hotel.
Needs and wants are two different things.
Right. I was like, I could want this, but do I need this? But I kind of want this. Also, I could just put a spare bedroom in the corner as well.
Some people play piano. They do yoga. Some of us buy leopard prints. Okay,
right.
To wear.
And we want to be able to sort them.
Yes. Okay.
And I want to be able to put my shoes in a place that I can see them.
Oh my God.
And I want to be able to see my sweaters.
I want to put shit in a rainbow.
I don't got a rainbow.
I get half.
I don't got a rainbow.
I have like half of the color wheel.
Yeah, I don't have it.
There's no way I can fit everything.
My rainbow is darkness and the bodyguard. I cannot organize it to look cool. It is what it is. I have a rack that I have in our guest room that is a hanging rack. I have
Jenna's rolling rack in our line of vision right now. It is so bad. It's all my shiny and feathered items.
That tracks as organized me. That doesn't seem out of place for me.
Well, here's what
But she does have a rack of clothes literally in my vision.
Yeah. If you don't have the space for it, because I've lost shirts that I love between two other shirts.
Oh, it's the story of my life. Because I put a blazer over a shirt, forget it.
Yes.
Find it 3 years later.
Or a pair of pants. What kind of sociopath puts a pair of pants on a shirt hanger?
Then do that.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You're
then I don't
bound
organize
to lose it. There's a The home edit girls would lose their pants in
they
that
would.
Situation too, because you cannot.
But
keep
I say
track.
To the home edit girls, I challenge you to do a small space. Like, I love them. I love their show. I watch it like it's a romantic interlude. But
oh my God,
they have space for their suitcases.
That's what I was going to say. They have the area that it rolls into that.
And that's so smart. She's like, when we build our house, I know I travel all the time. I created a place for suitcases. I'm like,
you know where my suitcases go?
In my freaking sad room.
I've got two places. One of them is above my husband's stuff in his closet.
Yeah.
And then the other places, I have to scale a wall of Halloween decorations in bins. And then they're up back behind a curtain that I put up.
And
to
we
try
travel
to make
so
look-
much, you need it. Mine is in my room.
It's always available. See, wait, there's a corner of my bathroom where there's usually a suitcase living.
I do feel like, and I think you and I do this, your place is, your room is much nicer than mine. But like, there's times where I'm like, I don't want to post this video because you can see my room in the back. But I'm also like, I am also just a normal person. And like, not everything's going to look like a magazine.
Yes.
And I'm, sometimes my shelf is used for shit that is not aesthetic. Like, all of our
Vicks Vapor Rub. And yes.
One side's my HRT, the other side's all of our scripts. And then I have hats and my belts. And like, do I wish it looked cooler? Yeah, I sure do. But I like, I'm doing the best I can. But I do think in this time, what are you, let me ask you, what are you organizing right now that's like your big thing?
Well, so we went like, we did the back to school shopping for like pencils and stuff like that. We went for like the school supplies themselves, the ones that we for sure know that we need. And so we have this one little closet in like our front, like sort of spare bedroom.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's an, it's the old timey coat closet. Like it's 2 by 3 feet probably, but it's a closet. And I do think I did a smart thing, which is I got these, they're little 3-tier shelves from Target. I got 4 of them
and stacked them
and I screwed them to the wall. And then I have a rolling cart in there.
Yeah. With all the good little stuff to like wrap gifts and
over the wall, over the door itself. I have one of those shoe compartment things that I keep different craft stuff in.
Multiple scissors and string leadings. And like, it is a very good use of a small
paper
space.
Paper clips, like all of that.
Because guess what you're
stuff.
Doing all the time? Wrapping presents.
Nothing gets used more in
than
my
wrapping
house
paper.
Than that closet, by the way. Like, because the kids are in there for paper, for pencils, for pens. And then it just also becomes this like a half done craft gets thrown in there and stuff like that. So I was like, I need to do this. So when I was, it's been bothering me. It's like the,
you know it's in there. You know it needs to be handled.
It's the monkey on my back. And so we went to the Dollar Tree the other day to look for something. I don't know. And they had these like teacher organizer things. And I was like, I got all the blue ones. And
yeah,
I was like,
because organizers are expensive, which is also something
that
bugs me.
$1.50.
That's smart.
Yeah. And
but I also think don't.
They're not going to last for 10 years. But.
But you know what? I also think. Like, it is worth the spend to make it look good as it's organized. Because, like, my mom used to, like, if you know, you know, used to, like, use the bottom of Velveeta boxes for, like, in a drawer. And it looked, my mom's super type A, trust. And she is very organized. But I actually think it's worth spending the money to buy, like, an organizer that goes into your drawer. We got those, drawer separators, they go, they like open, and it's a game changer. Now all my t-shirts are facing up.
Oh, love it.
And
oh, you got them for clothes.
I got them for clothes. Okay. We used it originally for the drawers in the kitchen, and then I was like, I'm gonna use this last one for my dresser upstairs.
That's
and it's
smart.
Made. And guess what else I'm noticing? How few t-shirts I actually wear from that drawer.
Right.
So come 6 months from now, they're going away.
Right.
I'm going to minimize my life.
Right.
Because God did not give me a big closet.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
I feel like we are in birthday season right now. Is everyone having a birthday right now?
Everyone's having a birthday. There's a lot of parties. There's a lot of people around each other.
That's right. There's a lot of wine drinking, which I can appreciate.
Sure.
But I'm at the age where it hits me a little differently than it used to.
That's right. Now I wake up and I don't feel so good. And I don't have the time nor the desire to feel bad.
Right. So making sure Z-Biotics is my first drink of the night helps me feel like I'm ready for what could possibly happen
in the morning.
ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. And here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. And just remember to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and feel your best tomorrow.
Wedding season, bachelorettes, rooftop birthdays, August doesn't slow down and neither do you. Pre-alcohol keeps it that way. ZBiotics.com/iMomSoHard, code iMomSoHard for 15% off.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
I enjoy the act of organizing, like 5/6 of the way through, like just before you get done. I'm like, do I just like you get a big dust broom and throw this shit away when I don't have a place for it? But this was the thing I noticed this time. Every single year when we go back to school, I buy all these pencils, all these erasers, all the stuff, and we don't need it all.
Nope.
We just don't need it all. And then also as they're getting older, like Delilah was like, let me get this shiny new box of 24 crayons. I go, Delilah, you're going to middle school.
You don't need them.
You don't need them. And she was like, oh, like the light went on with her. So I'm going through and I'm getting rid of all these like crayons.
Good, smart.
And little sparkle sticker
it's
things that we don't
need.
Different
when they get older.
Yeah.
There is this Hispanic woman that does a TikTok that she goes, you do not need something today. You do not
do
need,
not go to TJ Maxx.
You do not need to go to TJ Maxx today. You do not need something from Amazon. You're just bored.
This is a reminder that you do not need anything from TJ Maxx today. You do not need anything from Ross today. You do not need anything from Home Goods today. You are just bored and you don't need more stuff. Go mop your floors. Go mop your floors.
Clean your yes. kitchen. Clean, like, she was like, you do not need, it is normal to wear the same 3 dresses to special occasions. It is normal to yep. use the same backpack again. It is normal to, and I do think, you know, because in the age of Amazon and because of the age of new feels good and we get yeah. new real fast, that we've lost what it feels like to have something that you own that you've had for a long time. I specifically think that works with backpacks and handbags.
Like, you're right.
We did not, Eleanor had got a brand new JanSport backpack when she started middle school, as you do in 6th grade.
Yep.
It's a big celebration. And I was like, this thing's going to take you through middle school and probably high school.
That's
because you don't need it.
Exactly. That is exactly what I was thinking is like, okay, so we grew out of like the little daisies, bluey characters and
right.
stuff like that. So we got a new backpack, but I'm like, this is a good one. This is going to last for a while.
You should hold on to this.
You can't grow out of a backpack. Shoes were constantly.
That's fair.
It's different.
Cheers. Oh, speaking of, that's a really great, should we just do our famous footwear out of the box
segment? Let us
segment?
Tell you about that right now.
That literally could not have been a better segue. It's like we manifested it. Hey, Jenny.
Yay, Kristen.
You know what's coming up?
Yeah, I sure do. It's our new segment.
It's called The Shoebox, sponsored by Famous Footwear.
And we're celebrating moms.
And we're celebrating middle school moms, because guess what you are?
I'm a double time middle school mom because both my kids are in middle school right now.
That's right.
I'm going to have to change. Well, here's the thing that I don't have to do. I don't have to walk the kids up to the school anymore. I can just slow down the car and kick them out.
Yeah. You know, listen, the minivan that has the sliding door, that's so what smart. That is for. Yeah.
But there's a little bit more of an expectation. I got to up my shoe game. I'm going to go to Famous Footwear to do it. Because if I have to be up at the school for some reason, I don't want to be cringy. As the kids say,
I don't always cringe.
But you know, you got to at least try.
I'm going to go get what I want. That's what I like about Famous Footwear. First of all, you can go in store, you can take your kids, and I say go to the aisle that you want
because they have all the brands. You get what you want.
They have all the brands that all the kids think are cool. They have the brands that I think are cool. We all find a shoe that makes us happy. Also, they have BOGO, which is buy one, get one half off.
Yep.
So it just feels like I'm using my time and my money wisely.
And especially now that they're in middle school, the kids get really picky because not only are you embarrassing, but the slightest thing wrong with their outfit could ruin their life. So
I can't get it right. I am lucky that right now I wear the same shoe size as my daughter. So the shoes that she thinks are uncool, they come to me.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah. That's, you know what I like about Famous Footwear is I get an actual new pair that are the ones that I chose.
And they, even though they're in middle school, they are still doing that thing where they have a new shoe size like every 3 months.
Jesus.
So thank God for buy one, get one half off so I can actually afford to keep them in shoes.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go, moms. Take your friend, go in store. Also, you can order and they can be delivered by DoorDash, which, you know, how many times have you been like, you have a music concert tonight and you need nice dress shoes? Yep. That is why DoorDash is doing this.
Yep.
And then you can also go to famous.com. And order online.
But we like to buy in store.
We like to buy in store.
Maybe we'll see you there.
We'll see you. Are we magically back from...
We're magically back.
when you think about your organizing, what's one thing that you think that you buy too much of that you feel sort of embarrassed or ashamed? Like you're like, God, why do I keep... Is there anything like that for you?
I think the thing I get frustrated, the things like, well, like in my house or in my closet.
Just in your house. Either. Like, I'll give you mine. I did a big organization of our cabinet upstairs. It's where you have all your hair stuff and medicine and all of it. I was like, how many freaking things of Sudafed have I bought? Like, are we suffering? Like, that's freaking like
it's $22
a thing. And I was like, I'm just,
but if you don't have it, my
God. You don't know where it is and you don't have it organized. Every time you go to CVS, you're like, let me buy some Sudafed. I only need two.
Okay. I know.
So that makes me feel bad. And I'm like, get your shit together, Hensley. Have a, what do you call it? Like know where everything is so that you can do a checkbox of what it is that you need. I was like, we have 22 things of Sudafed and I have 3 Band-Aids.
Right. I mean, especially when it comes to like stuff in my closet, if I can't see where it's at and don't remember it's there, like I'll buy stuff I don't need and I hate it. But I think the thing that I am the worst about is makeup.
Yeah. I think you buy that stuff because you like it.
I do, which it's a bad, like,
I don't know if I agree that it's bad. I think that you are always, you love that magazine that like you literally
New
are
Beauty.
The one person that I know that like, she'll go through the magazine and she'll be like, I'm going to try. Oh my God, this serum sounds like it's
pictures
good.
Pictures of the page.
And then you go in and you look at the ingredients and you're like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this new thing. And I'm always, I'm like, oh crap, I'm going to have to wash my face with shampoo again. I just forget.
Well, actually, there's some shampoos that are really good
for your
face. Skin.
I've heard that if you can't wash your face with the shampoo, you shouldn't wash your hair with it.
Really? Mm-hmm. If you have like hyperkeratotic skin, like.
See, you know about this stuff.
Then like dandruff shampoo is really good for your face.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Elise Myers has said that online. She was like, nothing has made me break out more than trying to stop using Head and Shoulders for my, like everything else that I've used has made me break out, but Head and Shoulders is solidly making my skin better.
Yeah. I think for the, in terms of like our house, we definitely have a tortilla chip issue, which I blame my kids
God.
For. Like I did a video one time where I showed that we had like 8 open bags of tortilla chips.
Yeah.
I could make that video every day of pickles. My life.
Ours is pickles.
Pickles?
Spears. I'm like, we can't even put them on a sandwich. What are we? Are we going to go into
dill pickles, though?
But nobody's eating them, and everybody buys them. I'm like, Colin, are you pregnant? Stop buying the pickles.
Things like loaves of bread, tortilla chips, bags of pretzels, like the things that we use. I think I'm like so scared that we won't have them.
That
when
we'll
we
run
need
out.
Them,
like we're like going to be in the middle of a forest without pretzels.
100%. I know. Like just go to the, I'm at the grocery store damn near every day. Anyways, Jen, just relax.
Yeah.
If you don't have them, you will go get them.
This is horrible. We are never out of food, but I've heard there's two kinds of households. You're either an ingredients household or a snack household. I'm an ingredients household.
Okay.
You're a snack household. Which everybody wants the snack household because if people come over, you're good to go. If people come over to my house, I got to cook. I have to like tell myself like, hey, the boy, like when your son comes over with the football guys, like you need to have shit at the ready. And so like, I have to tell myself buy frozen pizza, buy bagel bites.
Bagel bites.
Uncrustables. They're like literally the favorite among everybody. And now my son is so big that he eats them in three bites. We got to have some stuff at the ready. So I like, as much as an ingredients household sounds, I don't know. I think it sounds like judging if you're saying you're the snack household. I think the snack household is more adaptable.
Well, just so you know, we do have like a candy shelf, which right now is really sad. Like most of the candy is like all the leftover.
But it's
like,
good. You guys have those little juicy. Oh.
We don't, everything that is good is gone because I'm like, you have candy. We're not getting it. So it's like the leftover shit in the bottom of the Easter basket kind of stuff that's left in there. But we also like, my kids have to eat a fruit with their like goldfish or whatever it is. So it's not like it's all like terrible for you food. It's mostly like, I don't consider pretzels to be a bad food.
That's a snack food though. But at my house, I'm like, grab an apple. I'm like, God, I'm not going to be popular if I don't. I'm serious. And I want my son and his friends. My son had three of his football buddies over and I was, you know me, I was like a goddamn hummingbird.
$400 in groceries.
So I made, I think 18 chicken legs, and I'm pretty good on a grill. I'm good fast, even though I'm ingredients house. I was like, they're going to be
girl,
hungry.
A bunch of drummies. That's drummies. So smart.
Drummies.
Do you know? Did I send you that video where the woman like cuts them up the side to lay them flat, and they get crispy on the grill? Mm.
Well, I did it old school. I just like seasoned the shit out of them.
Yep.
Put them on the grill. Turned them. Like in 22 minutes, they're perfect. And they were on a cookie sheet. And like these guys were literal animals. I just put them on the picnic table. And these guys are like, it's literally, they ate them so fast. And I was like, they're so hungry. So then I put together lemon pasta. But that's what I'm saying. Like there was no like, I luckily had some chips from a party, but they were like the saddest bags of chips. Like if I were cool and I had it together, I would have been able to like snack that stuff. But I think those are hard things to organize too. I think you can get like your kitchen in the pantry and your food can get unorganized and then you're rebuying the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel overwhelmed. I don't like the way that feels.
You know what I don't like is because we don't have a garage fridge because where we live, limited space. I hate having to thaw stuff. I will never remember to take the hamburger out to make for dinner that night. I don't do it. Like if it is not fresh and in our fridge, it's not getting made.
But you're good at going to the grocery store and I do not enjoy the grocery store.
It's so close for us. Like it literally, I have it down. I can get there in like 4 minutes.
Oh, that's great. That's literally around the corner.
It's so easy.
Ours is a little to contend with. I go to Trader Joe's.
I just go in, I go I'm so good. People ask me, where is it at in the store? Cause I'm in there so much, but I go in there, grab it. I go through the self checkout and I'm like, see you, Roger. You're like just out the door.
Boop, boop,
yeah,
boop.
I should just.
You should just work there.
Absolutely work
there. Yes. So I think the refrigerator can get really messy and you can rebuy. There's a great video online of this guy.
Of cheese open right now too.
Exactly. He's like, hey, I went to the store and I bought some hoisin sauce. You know what I had in my fridge? Hoisin sauce. You know what I need? Another hoisin sauce. And he pulled out 8.
Yes.
And we all have those things.
You've seen my mayo situation.
I am. I will tell you this. One thing that has helped me is I freaking live off of my Alexa, and I have it linked to my Amazon account. So ooh. I will say like I need Alexa order ketchup. Alexa order, you know, Kewpie mayo or something, or order these spices that I need. Because if I don't do it right then and there, I'll forget.
For sure.
Or I will buy the wrong thing and I will double down on the thing I didn't need. That's so it just smart. Keeps me a little bit above board. For some reason, I do feel like I'm more organized in my kitchen than just about anywhere.
Your kitchen's pretty organized.
I did a good job designing that freaking kitchen.
Yeah.
I did not do a great job designing the laundry room or the...
I think it makes living sense
room
too.
Or the frickin' den.
Well, listen, your kitchen, that's where all the chaos can
happen. You gotta be able to maneuver.
Because whenever anyone's at my house, which is a lot,
yeah.
And they're like, where's this?
You know where it is.
I just say, look for it. It won't make sense. Like I do, like I know where the majors are. I know where the plates are. I know the stuff that I use.
Yeah.
But like, do I have this kind of chopper? Probably look for it. I don't know where it's at. Like at some point I put it somewhere that made sense and now it kind of doesn't. Like
But you do have a nice pantry, and a pantry is, I think, key to a good kitchen.
Yeah. But my pantry doesn't make sense either because I also have a food cabinet. I have two food cabinets. And there's no rules for that. Like, where's the fresh pasta? Here and there.
Yeah.
There's no, like, it's everywhere. It doesn't make sense. And I can't tell you how many times I've, like, stripped the pantry completely
and you're
bare.
Like, I'm doing this again. Yeah.
This is the pasta shelf.
Don't
the
fuck
sauces
with
are here. Forget it. I'm going to watch The Bodyguard again. Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
Have you started your back-to-school shopping?
I think we all know the answer to that question. I forgot that they go back to school, but now I'm in a good mood because you reminded me.
You know what? I feel like back-to-school shopping is like asking them what they want to be for Halloween. You got to kind of wait till the last minute because their style needs change constantly.
That's right. And they need to just make that decision and then the next day they go to school. But here's... We're going to give you a pro tip, ladies. Go to Famous Footwear. Go to Famous Footwear because Famous Footwear has every brand that they want. Anything that's in style, they've got it. And also, it's not going to break the bank, which I love. And they can just go pick the pair they want. And then you walk out happy. You're like, you did it. This is the shoe. Have a good year.
Well, and our kids are getting to the point too where it's not just a pair of shoes, not like one pair of sneakers that will get them by for the whole year. It's like they're going to have a dance coming up. They're going to have soccer. They may need multiple shoes. And thank God Famous Footwear makes it easy to get ready for the school year with great options and great prices. You can find all the brands that kids love, like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, which I love too, Skechers, so much more. And with 800 stores, your local Famous Footwear is always nearby.
Also, right now, it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping. Pick your own BOGO and reward cash. Some exclusions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
I need Nicolas Cage from Con Air stat.
God.
I need
Con Air, is that the one where Buscemi plays?
Yes, of course.
God. That is so...
It's very specific. And by the way, I was watching it and Colin was making fun of me and he was like, you're watching Con Air? And I'm like, I need to calm down, my sister. And then he watched it tip to tails and it's every corny line you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I was like, guess what you just did? enjoyed this entire movie.
It's what you call a blockbuster.
I'm watching this
baby.
Because of how you do our laundry.
You do this to me, sir.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in a ball because our daughter's bathing suit that was like $80 is now like. Eey. And she was so cool about it, but I was like, this just drives me insane. So now the kids are going to learn how to do laundry. So that laundry room is going to even be a bigger shithole.
Yeah.
We're doing our best. We're organizing shit. We're trying to get solid.
I need your help. I've got all these drives right behind you that I need.
I know. That is a lot. And you Jen houses a lot of our I Mom So Hard stuff.
Oh, that's not where I was going. I was discussing with Jill how my husband and I share all of these drives for work projects. And we're like, hey, where is this very important piece of video that we need, garner income?
Yeah.
And he's like, check big taco number 10. It's like, none of it makes sense. There is we're the two like most unorganized people trying to organize life. And they're literally in different spots.
So I don't know. I could argue. And I think there's people listening that would argue like, we all have weird systems.
Yeah.
Just don't mess with my system. Like, I have a weird system about some things that like is not the predictive nor reasonable step process.
Yeah.
And the last thing I need is someone to jack it up. Yeah. If it works for me, leave me alone.
For sure. My husband,
the end game is the same. Who cares?
My husband's always amazed. He'll be like, do we by chance have any like emergency travel ponchos? I'm like, 1 second, sir.
1 second. I'm going to go. Yeah. I've got one upstairs. I've got two downstairs. I've got one in my car.
Do we happen to have a disco ball and a battery powered light to go with it?
As a matter of fact,
give me 1 second. I know immediately where that
1 second. Do you know where the birth certificates are for our kids?
Not a clue. No.
Did we get those?
They were your responsibility.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think we didn't get Eleanor's until we got her a passport. And I was like, oh, sorry.
We do have one drawer where I'm like, don't touch it. Don't even look at it because I know what's in there and I don't want anybody to mess it up.
Remember when, do you remember when we were going to meet everybody to go to Costa Rica? We were on the road.
Yep. And, oh, God, yeah.
And Colin freaked me out because he's like, where's your passport? It's not in the safe. And I like literally, my butt, I just remembered. Okay. You tell the, okay. So I literally wanted to watch The Bodyguard. I immediately my body,
not
like,
find the passport.
Just went down into, as he was getting mad at me, I was like, my body was curling and I was like, I need Nicolas Cage stat.
I cannot find the passport.
I just got stunned.
And she wasn't there to look with her own eyes.
And I started to panic and I was like, my passport is missing and we're getting ready to go to Costa Rica and we're going to meet everybody at the airport and I got to have my passport.
I do not fancy myself a psychic, but I said, have him look in the zipper part of your Louis Vuitton because
wallet. And you go, do you know where your Louis Vuitton wallet is? And I go, I don't know. And you go, is it in your drawer? Because you always tell me that you put it in your drawer because you don't want to lose that super expensive fucking Louis Vuitton wallet. And I called Colin and I go, can you please go look in a drawer that has such random shit in it? And in there is a wallet that you won't know what that means, but it says LV on it. And you go, and he's huffy, stumps up the stairs, opens the drawer, opens the wallet, and it's inside.
It's like a magic trick.
I've got to get my shit together.
Pioneer.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.